Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lisa. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital, I'm pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited fourth quarter FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with senior management team. We'll begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by interactive question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir, for opening comments.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D.K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, VP Finance, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded the financial result and investor presentation on the stock exchanges and company's website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention key updates of the industry, followed by operational developments of the company and highlights of financial performance during the fourth quarter and for financial year 2024, after which we will be happy to answer your question. During the financial year 2023-24, MoRTH, including NHAI and NHIDCL, constructed 12,349 kilometers of national highways, making the second-highest aggregate route length constructed in a year in its history. However, as per the industry reports, road construction activities during financial year 2025 would be lesser and will be in range between 11,100 kilometers and 11,500 kilometers. This anticipated decline compared to financial year 2024 is largely attributed to much slowdown in projects awarding process during financial year 2024, persistent land acquisition, and other issues in already awarded projects. As per NHAI is concerned, during financial year 2024, 6,644 kilometers length of national highways constructed, exceeding the target of 6,544 kilometers set forth, which is higher by nearly 20% as compared to 5,544 kilometers constructed by NHAI during the financial year 2023. MoRTH announced plans to integrate an additional 6,000 kilometers of high-speed highways into the country's national highways network. This ambitious initiative will tremendously improve connectivity and increase efficiency of transportation across the geographies of the country. As mentioned earlier, on the new contract awarding front, the sector witnessed very subdued activity during the entire financial year 2024. Slowdown in new projects awarding activity will have significant negative impact on the industry over the next 2 years, particularly in achieving the construction targets and revenues by both authorities as well as by the developers. However, the industry is hopeful that bidding and awarding activity will pick up after the conclusion of ongoing general election and large number of projects would be awarding during financial year 2025. On 16 May 24, company subsidiary MP Highways Private Limited received communication from MPRDC authority conveying approval for the extension of concession period for Gwalior Bhind BOT toll project by 2 years, 9 months, 18 days, that is up to 25th March 2028. On 8th March 24, company received completion certificate from NHAI for Lucknow Ring Road EPC project of value rupees 1069 crores affecting from 29th February 2024. On 7th May 24, company received provisional completion certificate for Meerut Najibabad Dam projects from NHAI with effect from 4th May 24. Company executed concession agreement with MPRDC for Western Bhopal Bypass Dam project on 7th March 2024. On 26th February 24, Madhya Pradesh Public Works Department awarded an EPC contract, namely construction of an elevated corridor in Gwalior for a contract value of rupees 699 crores. Company's strong balance sheet and financial prudence continue to result in credit rating upgrades, which enables company to secure debt at competitive rates. Moving on to the operational and financial performance of the company. Out of the company's 28 fund-based projects, 3 are BOT toll projects, 2 are BOT NOT projects, and 23 are HAM projects. Aggregate bid project cost of 23 HAM projects is around rupees 30,000 crores, which is one of the largest highway HAM project portfolio in the country. Out of the total 23 HAM projects, company achieved PCOD and COD for 10 projects and 9 projects are under construction. 3 projects achieved financial closure and appointed dates yet to be declared. For 1 project, company executed concession agreement in March 24. Regarding equity investment, total requirement for the 23 HAM project is rupees 3,092 crore. As of March 24, company already invested rupees 1,975 crores and the remaining equity of rupees 1,117 crores is to be invested over the next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirement. As of 31st March 24, the company unexecuted order book stands at rupees 15,490 crores, which does not include the contract value of 2 EPC contracts recently secured for an aggregate value of rupees 4,994 crores. Upon inclusion of these 2 EPC projects, our unexecuted order book would be over rupees 20,400 crores, which is 2.7 times of financial year 24 revenue. Out of the unexecuted order book of rupees 15,490 crores, highway and expressway contract contribute around 70%, while water and canal project contribute around 30%. Substantial progress achieved in rural drinking water project under the Jal Jeevan Mission during the financial year 24 by company. During financial year 24, company has booked a total revenue of rupees 1,906 crore in the drinking water segment, while during the fourth quarter booked a revenue of rupees 555 crores. I would like to share that one of the company's subsidiary, namely PNC Kanpur Highways Limited, executed a settlement agreement with NHAI on 9th May 2024 for rupees 398.6 crore under the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme, which is expected to be received in quarter one of financial year 25. Further, another subsidiary of the company, PNC Raebareli Highways Private Limited, received rupees 117.15 crores from NHAI in April 2024 pursuant to a settlement agreement executed with NHAI Vivad Se Vishwas second scheme. Now I would present the result for quarter ended March 31st, 24 and financial year 24. Before discussing financial performance, I would also like to highlight that during first quarter of financial year 23, the company received rupees 37 crore towards bonus for early completion of Purvanchal Expressway Package 6 is included in the revenue of financial year 23. Whereas during financial year 24, the company has received rupees 297 crore towards the arbitration award for two projects, Dholpur Morena of NHAI and Gurgaon Nuh Rajasthan border of HSRDC Haryana. I would also like to highlight that financial year 23 includes revenue of rupees 251 crore from Eastern Peripheral Expressway project, which is not adjusted from financial year 23 financials. Revenue for fourth quarter of financial year 24, standalone revenue for fourth quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 2,342 crore, which is higher by 11% as compared to rupees 2,115 crore in the fourth quarter of financial year 23. The EBITDA for the fourth quarter of rupees 565 crore, which is higher by 101% as compared to 281 crores in the fourth quarter of financial year 23. The EBITDA margin for the fourth quarter of financial year 24 is 24.1%. The profit for the fourth quarter of financial year 24 is 402 crores as compared to rupees 184 crores in the fourth quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 118% on year-to-year basis. The PAT margin for the fourth quarter of financial year 24 is 17.2%. The standalone revenue for financial year 24 is rupees 7,699 crores, which is higher by 9% as compared to rupees 7,061 crore in financial year 23%. The standalone EBITDA of financial year 24 is rupees 1,277 crore, which is higher by 34% as compared to 954 crore in financial year 23. The standalone profit for financial year 24 is rupees 850 crore as compared to rupees 611 crore in financial year 23, with a growth of 39%. The PAT margin for financial year 24 is 11%. Consolidated revenue of fourth quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 2,600 crores as compared to rupees 2,305 crore in fourth quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 13%. The consolidated EBITDA for fourth quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 736 crore as compared to 411 crores in the fourth quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 79%. The EBITDA margin for fourth quarter of financial year 24 is 28.3%. The consolidated PAT for fourth quarter of financial year 24 is rupees 396 crores as compared to rupees 146 crore in fourth quarter of financial year 23, a growth of 171%. The PAT margin for fourth quarter of financial year 24 is 15.2%. The consolidated revenue for financial year 24 is rupees 8,650 crores, which is higher by 9% as compared to rupees 7,956 crore in financial year 23. The consolidated EBITDA for financial year 24 is 2,005 crore as compared to 1,600 crores in financial year 23. A growth of 25%. The EBITDA margin for financial year 24 is 23.2%. The consolidated profit for financial year 24 is rupees 909 crores as compared to rupees 658 crore in financial year 23, a growth of 38%. The PAT margin for financial year 24 is 38%. As on 31st March 24, our net working capital cycle is 102 days as compared to 106 days as on 31st March 23. Our net worth on standalone basis is rupees 4,781 crore as on 31st March 24, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 382 crore. The total cash and bank balance as on 31st March 24 is rupees 616 crores. We have a net surplus of 234 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.08 times. On console basis, our net worth is rupees 5,185 crores with total debt, whereas total debt is rupees 8,016 crores as on 31st March 24. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 1,793 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.52 times. With this, we now open the floor for question answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, just first on the guidance front, so on the revenue front, what's the guidance for FY25 and EBITDA margin? Hopefully, you will be maintaining at 13.5%. And also on the order inflow front, given the kind of 5,000 crores that we have already received, how much more we are likely to get, and if also possible in terms of segment HAM, toll, or the water and other segment if possible.
Thank you. For FY25, we express our guidance of 10% over FY24, given the prevalent position. And EBITDA, as every industry knows, that the competition has increased, particularly during the last 2 to 3 years. So to secure the projects and all, then we have to be also competitive at par with the industry. So the EBITDA margin for the FY25, we are expecting around 12 to 12.5%, which is slightly lesser than what it was earlier. And on a business development front, as you had said, that we had already secured 5,000 crores worth of projects. So we are expecting another 8,000 to 10,000 crores of new projects before end of FY25, because there is a robust pipeline of projects are there which are for bidding. Yes, the mix of bidding is concerned, we'll continue to bid EPC and HAM projects, which will be our priority, and we are also looking at the POT opportunities, but there we'll be very cautious and would like to bid very comfortably in case of POT toll projects where the revenue risk is involved. Thank you.
When we are saying that we are lowering our EBITDA margin from 13.5% to 12.5%, given the whatever the orders that we have received that will be flowing into revenue this year, the new orders maybe will not be contributing that much. So does that mean that the new orders are even coming at much lesser margin? And maybe going forward from FY 2026, maybe this margin number can further come down to 11.5%?
No, we don't expect that it will further come down to 11.5% going forward during the FY 2026 and onwards. But this also, 12.5%, we are expressing that we'll be executing the new projects also, some sizable amount during the FY 2025. The new projects, as we said, that the competition will be at a higher level, so we'll be bidding more competitively. So as far as the existing projects are there, that will be around 13%. The mix overall would be around 12.5%. And we don't expect that this will come down further sizably during FY 2026 and going forward.
Okay, got it. Secondly, needed a couple of data points, project-wise, order book, HAM equity for 25, 26 and 27 if possible. And before that, if possible, 10% growth on the revenue we are looking at for FY 25. For FY 26, if we get another 10,000 crore, 5,000, 15,000, then also for 26 also similar kind of a growth, or it can be a much higher growth that we can look at in FY 26?
It will be a bit speculative as of now to say how these things will unfold, but the growth will not be less than 10% in FY 25. That's FY 26.
Yeah. So first, in terms of the equity breakup for 25, 26, 27, and then the project-wise order book, I will ask.
So total equity requirement on 31st March is 1,117 crore, and out of that, 640 be required to infuse in the month year FY 25, 330 in FY 26, and 145 in FY 27.
Okay, and in terms of the project-wise order book, so first is the irrigation project is how much?
Irrigation is 932 crore, sir.
932 crore. Second is this Hardoi project, which was 424 crore as on December.
It is 268, Hardoi 268, and Mathura bypass Hathras is 184, Chalakeri 92.
Okay. This Gaju village, Devi Nagar is 168.
Yes.
Okay, 168. And Haryana rail project?
Just 745.
745. Okay, got it. And the retention money, mobilization advance, and HAM debtors?
Advance from client is 417 crore and retention is 130 crore, sir.
HAM debtors and water debtors, if possible.
HAM debtors is 660 crore.
Okay. And water debtors, sir?
It is 920 crore, sir. 920 crore. Hmm.
Okay, thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Shah from Max Overseas. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, there was an asset monetization of 12 projects that you had announced a few months back. Can you please tell us when is that money going to be received? And any debt reduction plans of the company?
As we have discussed earlier, that there are two phases in our monetization out of 12 projects. In first phase, there are 7 projects, and in second phase, there are 5 projects. So mostly, we have received the, there are certain conditions precedent which we have to fulfill. And major are LOC from lenders and LOC from authority NHAI. So most of the majority of the lenders of first tranche assets have already been received, and others are expected within next 4 to 6 weeks. And as regards the NOC from NHAI, financial consultant of NHAI reviewed the NOC application and observation made by them, have already been clarified, compiled. With, we are closely following up with finance concerned technical department and project implementation unit of NHAI. For expediting the approval process, NOC from NHAI for the first tranche of SIF expected by middle of July. So we are expected that we should receive the payment of first tranche, which is 5,015 enterprise value, is by 30th of September.
Okay. And sir, any debt reduction plans after this money is received?
Yes. Certainly, in the total debt in 12 projects is 6,479 crore.
It will reduce directly.
Okay. Oh, okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Barani Vijay Kumar from Avandis. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. What is the order inflow that we saw in FY24 for PNC in rupees crores?
As our MD has mentioned, the awarding activity during the FY24 was very subdued. So we got one HAM project of 1,174 crores, and we got one EPC project of 699, which comes to 1,873. That was the order inflow during the FY24.
Okay. And how much was the awarding done by NHAI in kilometers in 24?
That we don't have readily available, figures are not readily available with us. We'll share you separately. But however, whatever the awarding target of NHAI was set forth before beginning of FY24, so what awards they made was much lesser than that was set forth.
Okay. And according to you, how much is the near-term bidding pipeline of NHAI, say in EPC, say HAM and the BOT separately, sir, where we would be bidding?
See, there is around 90 projects we have identified for evaluation, which comprising 20 EPC projects, around 60 HAM projects and 30 DBA40 toll projects. For a total value of more than 1 lakh crore. That's what, otherwise out of that, see, maybe next 2-3 months, these projects will be bid out. But as NHAI as a whole, they floated more than 150 projects with an aggregate value of 1.5 lakh crore. So the projects identified by us for bidding will be around 1 lakh crore worth of projects.
Okay, and you are telling it would be bid out, this 150 number of projects could be bid out in FY25?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Do you see any preference for BOT projects first before EPC and HAM projects are awarded?
No, our order of preference would be in the sequence of EPC is our first preference, followed by HAM, then our last preference would be BOT too.
I'm asking for NHAI, sir. So is NHAI going to prefer BOT?
NHAI definitely prefer BOT, but NHAI is also, and ministry is also having an internal evaluation system. Until unless BOT projects are viable on a standalone basis with a within limited grant that what they will be providing. So otherwise they are going on a HAM mode, because BOT projects should be self-sustaining, and they should be, sufficient revenue should be coming from. So they just can't go for a BOT project, BOT mode for all the projects what they are envisaging.
Okay. And in the recent MSRDC project that we won, how much was the competition and how much margins we are expected to make, sir?
The competition, there was a substantial competition by all big players. There we are expecting a EBITDA margin of, as we said, between 12.5 and 13.
Okay, last question on this arbitration that we received on the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. So this arbitration money we had booked in 24, that is 4Q FY24, has it been received by us or yet to be received?
Yeah, we
have.
The amount we have received already.
FY24 we received before 31st March, that is on 31st March.
That is around
300 crore. 255 crore. In one of the projects under Vivad Se Vishwas, 255. Apart from, we also received 42 crores in another project of UPC of HSRDC.
And what would be the adjusted PAT and EBITDA for FY25 apart from this arbitration?
That it would be 12.5%. If you don't consider the arbitration awards that we will be getting during FY25.
30 months.
FY25 there are.
No, sorry, I asked for 24. What would be the adjusted EBITDA and PAT?
Yeah, 24. I stand correct.
It was 13.13%.
Yeah, yeah. I stand correct.
Absolute number, can you give, sir, EBITDA and PAT? Adjusted for one-off income?
It is 980 crore, sir, without taking the consideration of arbitration, a better margin. 980 crore.
980. And PAT?
Yeah. That is 630 crore.
Okay. Thank you. I will come back and let you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Rohan Kamath from Tiger Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I have two questions. One is, could you provide me a details of industry-wise breakup of the current order inflow?
The expected order inflow you are telling?
Yeah, I want to know that, could you provide a detailed industry-wise breakup of the current order inflow?
Industry-wise.
So, see, whatever order, unexecuted order book is there, as I mentioned by a colleague, it's more than 70% is the highway and expressway projects, and around 30% is from our rural drinking water and AP canal project. So that is the only two segments primarily we are operating. One is the roads and highways, and another is the rural drinking water and small irrigation. That is the breakup.
Okay, and I want to know, what is your order inflow guidance for FY25?
FY25, we had already received projects worth of 5,000 crores. We issued L1. And apart from that, we are expecting another 8,000 to 10,000. So the cumulative, it would be around 13,000 to 15,000 during FY25 order inflow.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, if I remove the exceptional part from the revenue for the quarter four, so there was a 3% decline in the total revenue, whereas there was a significant growth in the water revenue on a YOY basis. So what has led to the weak revenue on the highway side? Is there any project-specific issues in the quarter four?
See, quarter four of FY24 vis-a-vis the quarter four of FY23, what has happened during the FY quarter four, we got the PCODs for quite a few projects. Starting from November and October. So these projects we achieved and completed. So the revenues were a bit lesser in compared to FY23 when these projects were peak in its execution. So from particularly in the road sector. So there is a very marginal decline in Q4 of FY24 in comparison to Q4 of FY23. Otherwise there is no other major reason. That time those projects were in peak, now those projects are in a completion stage.
So are there any slow-moving projects in the order backlog right now, which are under execution?
No. Almost all projects are going as per the schedule only. There is no major slowdowns in any particular project.
And sir, for the JJM projects, what revenue do we expect for FY25?
Railway project?
JJM revenue for FY25.
For FY25, our guidance for the JJM is 2,500 crores.
Okay. And sir, when do we expect to receive the ADs for the HAM project? For the four HAMs?
One of the three HAM projects, that is Varanasi to Calcutta, we are expecting maybe in a couple of months, maybe before July. And other two projects, land acquisition is in progress. So we expect in the current financial year. And similarly, for Western Bhopal Bypass of MPRDC, we executed concession agreement in the month of March. So NHAI has got time to declare the appointed date and financial closure. So that also we are expecting in Q3, appointed date.
Okay, and sir, lastly, when do we expect to start the work for the MSRDC project?
We are expecting in last quarter of
current financial.
In the last quarter or the third quarter?
The last quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, my first question is on the phase one of EV, which is 5,050 crores. So how much is the equity value in this which you will realize?
Equity value first phase is around 1,000 crore. We have included. 1,999 crore.
This is the receivable which you will get, right? And rest 4,000 crores will go towards debt.
No, 1,000 equity we have included and we are expected to receive around 5,015 crore is the enterprise value for this.
So in that, how much is the debt, sir? That is what I'm asking. Out of 5,050, how much is debt?
3,560 crore.
Okay. So 5,050 minus 3,560 is the equity realization or the inflow to you. Okay. And second question is on the bid pipeline, sir. So if you can help us understand what is the bid pipeline segment-wise in the state of UP, both on the state side and NHAI side.
See, we have a bid pipeline, as you mentioned, around 150 projects NHAI has floated. Out of that, we identified around 100 projects. But right now, the state-wise breakup is not readily available. We'll share you separately.
But what about the state projects? Any majors, like after Ganga Expressway, do you think any other projects are lined up for the state of UP in metro, water, or JJM, metro, state highways? So any pipeline there which you can visualize or see in the next 6 months?
No, as of now, there's no, none of the states has declared any major projects announced.
In road sector?
In the particular in the road sector.
So, what about the JJM pipeline, sir? Any sense on the JJM pipeline for UP state?
In UP, almost all five phases they awarded. UP you don't see. We need to see the other states, but the clarity will emerge only after post-general elections because the governments are not coming out with any concrete plan till general elections get over. Okay. So only in the next quarter would be in a better position to assess the what would be the bidding opportunities across the states, across the sectors.
Okay. So now you are highlighting this 15,000 crores of inflows when this year is expected to be a truncated year towards ordering. What gives you so much of confidence? Because we don't see any major project announcement by state government. So you have already won 5,000, but another 10,000, you need to rely heavily on how NHAI does, and in that you are also focusing more on EPC and HAM. So in absence of any major state projects, how do you think that you will reach that number of 15,000?
See, historically, our revenues and our BD has been from the NHAI only, if you see it. And now, as I said, 150 projects, which amounts to 1.5 lakhs. as our managing director said, there are 6,000 kilometers of high-speed highways, which would roughly translate into 2.5 lakh crore to 3 lakh crore. Definitely, government will expedite these projects. So we are a bit confident that the total pipeline during the FY25 would be more than 2 lakh crores. It could be even touching 3 lakh crore. In that sense, that what we are assuming, 8 to 10,000 crores is not an unrealistic figure.
Okay. So this is the last question on this Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. So how much is the total pending collections or claims which is yet to be recognized or received, though it has been awarded or settled, but yet to be recognized, and when do you expect to recognize this?
We have actually received 398.6 crores for which we have signed the settlement agreement with NHA. That we are expecting maybe next 10 to 15 days we are expecting realization of the said money. It is 398.6 crores.
So this is over and above the 255 crores we have already received in Q4, right?
Yeah, this is over and above 255 crores we received during FY24, and also 117.15 crores we have received during Q1 of FY25. Apart from 255, we had also received 117.15 in April 2024. That means Q1 of FY25, which will reflect in Q1 results.
Actually, in FY25, we are expecting in PNC 378 crore rupees in two projects, Kanpur Kaurai and Raigarh Jaunpur, in PNC book.
And remaining,
will be in the SPVs. Yeah.
The remaining in SPVs.
Yeah, but it will overall in a
console. So you're saying that 255, just to reconcile, 255 has been done in Q4, 117 you have received in April, 398 is expected in next 10 to 15 days. And beyond that, is there anything else which is there in our favor yet to be like closed or signed?
No. Okay. Because there are only three projects which qualified for settlement under the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme too.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and wish you the best. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Kharana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. My first question was with respect to our water orders. I think, I mean, if I heard you right, you said you have almost around 900 odd crore rupees of debtors from water orders. And I imagine this is against 1900 crore rupees of revenue they've done, which works out to be almost 180 days sort of cycle. So is it in line with how you anticipate it to be, or this is, would you say, I mean, this is higher than what would you have, what you would have envisaged the time of bidding for each project? Because when I see it, this 900 technically means, I mean, some of these payments have been due for more than 4-5 months, because it's the last two quarters together, you've done almost 1,100 odd crore rupees of revenue. So do you see this to correct, or this would remain like this next year as well? The cycle, the data cycle with water orders.
No. That data cycle has not been like that. Only this, we are having this constraint, we are facing issue only in the Q4. What has happened, whatever billing we have done around 500 plus crores of billing during the Q4 by March 31st. And what is that after the announcement of elections, and also the government, present government only passed the OTAN account budget for 3 months, that is up to June, with a very limited allocation in the Jal Shakti Ministry and the Jal Jeevan Mission. So the whole project, 50% grant is provided by Government of India, and remaining 50% matching grant is given by the state government. Because of the OTAN account and the limited budget allocation, so there is a paucity of funds from the central government, which is resulting in the slowdown in the disbursements. And last month, Government of India has released 1800 crores and matching grant of another 1800 crores released by state government. We are gradually getting the payments. So once the general elections are over and when the full-fledged budget is presented and approved by the parliament before 30th of June, so going forward from July onwards, the payments will be streamlined, and we don't foresee that any major issue in the getting the repayment from the Jal Jeevan Mission.
Sure. So it's fair to assume that June again would be, I mean, the data would be on an elevated side, because, I mean, till the time you get to see the central government get settled, till then, I mean, it will be a little slow, I mean, in terms of payment cycle, right?
Yes. It's the only temporary phenomena. Due to general elections and the, since the outgoing government could able to pass only vote on account budget for 3 months.
And when I look at the presentation, so our net working capital cycle has gone up from some 73 odd days to 102 on a sequential basis, I mean, compared to what was reported in the presentation for the 9 months. So this entirely would be on account of this water order, or we've seen some build-up on road side as well?
It is mainly on account of the water debtors. If you will see, compared with the March 23, it has reduced from 106 days to 102 days, sir.
Sure. And sir, so these MSRDC orders that we've emerged L1 with, I mean, what I gather is, I mean, most of the bids are almost 30-40% higher than the base cost estimate. I mean, could there be a situation wherein the government comes and starts negotiating with the successful bidders, or you see them to kind of go ahead with the same bid they replace? Because I mean, last time when you had similar sort of situation with Samriddhi, there were some sort of renegotiations, right? So fair to assume, I mean, given the fact that it's substantially higher than what they were envisaging, what the base cost estimate was, I mean, we'll get to have some sort of renegotiations again, and which could mean, I mean, it could take a little longer than what you generally would build in to kind of start execution at the ground.
We are expecting negotiation.
Within the next week.
Next week we are expecting, but we have not received any letter from MSRDC till now.
Okay. Sure. And the third one was on this arbitration claim under Vivad Se Vishwas. So the balance money, which is, I mean, the 117 odd that you received in April, and then the another 390 or 400 odd crore rupees, are supposed to be with the SPVs, right? And the money would flow through to the parent, right? Which is how it'll work. So you only 378 out of this 500 odd crore plus would reflect in standalone. So do we have any receivables due from the SPVs and against which this money 378 crores would come to us, or how would the pass through be? Do we have any cost reflecting in our books of accounts for this 378 odd crore rupees in the standalone entity?
No, there is no cost on that. Entire will be the EBITDA.
Okay. And sir, how would the tax structure work then in this case? Because the SPVs would receive the money, they'll book that as a part of the income statement, pay taxes, and then the money would come to us again, would be booked in income statement, is it? Or how would the tax part work with the arbitration claims?
See, this arbitration claims, whatever we SPV writes, are comprising both the EPC claims as well as the claims belongs to SPV. When SPV receives the total amount, the EPC portion will be transferred to the EPC contractor. Will not have any tax impact on the SPV. Whatever the net amount SPV is retaining, belongs to SPV, will have a tax impact.
Okay, sure. That clarifies. Thank you, and all the very best for future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Jiten Rashi from Access Capital. Please go ahead.
So, thank you for taking my question. First of all, congratulations on the win of MSRDC orders. So my first question is on, you had said that your FY24 PAT is 631 crore. Am I right, sir? After the adjustments for this arbitration claims?
Yeah.
So what is the tax which you paid on the VS Vivad Se Vishwas claims which you received 296 crores?
It's 25.168%, sir.
Okay,
25.
Normal tax rate. Okay. And sir, on the capex, so what was the capex guidance for FY25?
Yeah, last year we have taken around 46 crore, and this year we are expecting 100 to 120 crore capex.
This capex is largely for the MSRDC project, or? This is for the inflows which you are targeting back-end.
Also in the, for new HAM projects and MSRD both.
Okay. And sir, on the appointed date, so just want to clarify, for the Varanasi package 2 and 3, when do we expect the appointed date and the package 6?
Package 6, as you said, that maybe next within next 2 months we'll get the appointed day. We are expected to get the appointed date for package 6, and package 2 and 3 may take a further time. But however, we are expecting appointed dates declaration by end of this financial year for both the remaining packages.
Okay, so by Q4 we can expect for 2 and 3, and 6 by Q2 probably.
Yeah,
and you said February. Okay, February. Okay. And then, okay, got it. And sir, the enterprise value for the phase 2, can you highlight what is the enterprise value, and then can you break it down in terms of the equity and debt?
Enterprise value of first phase is 5,015, and second phase is 3,990.
Okay, what will be the debt and equity for the second phase?
Second phase debt is 2,920, and first phase is 3,559. Total is 6,479.
Well, sir, sorry, I missed it. Sir, you said first phase two debt is 2,920, right, sir?
Right. No, second phase, 2,920.
2,920, second phase. And equity would be how much, sir? Second phase?
Second phase, 740 we have infused.
740. And what you are expecting the EV total? So EV is the 3,990 which you will receive. Hello?
Yes, yes.
So basically against the EV of 3,660, you will receive an EV of 3,990. Correct, sir?
First phase debt is 3559 and EV is 5015, first phase.
Okay.
And second phase debt is 2920 and EV is 3990.
Right. And the equity which you have invested is 740, that is what you said, right, sir?
In the second phase, yeah.
Second question. Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of the guidance, so if you say that 10% growth you expect in FY26, so bulk of the revenue should come in H2 FY26. So, like, can we say that in MSRDC we can see the pickup in execution, because sir, the ordering has happened in the first quarter, and these are the EPC projects. The land acquisition should be faster. Can we not start these projects in H2, like Q3 rather than Q4, and we can, you know, push the revenue growth high in FY25 also?
See, if you see, these projects are essentially in a greenfield nature. The land acquisition has to be done, and then some further approvals and other things will be there. So what we are hopefully expecting, there will be some sizable amount, will be doing some sizable quantity of work we'll be doing in Q4, which would be realistic. Q3, we don't expect any significant work will be executed. Before that, even agreement signing and other things will be happening.
So land is acquired, or what is the status of land there, sir?
Some of the land is available. And the remaining land has to be acquired, which is in progress.
Okay. And sir, in terms of the growth for 26, like, again, you said 10%, but now with high inflows which you are targeting, and we have received inflows of MSRT which is front-ended, and so don't you think the growth and upon dates also for the 4 projects and 1 EPC projects of Gwalior will expect this year? So FY26 should be better in terms of execution and growth over FY25, if at all, can be a 15-20% growth?
See, we hope so. That would our this thing, if growth should be more, and then should do valuation to our stakeholders and shareholders. But as of now, say before 2 years, saying something growth of FY26 would be thought that it would be premature. The growth of FY26 of 10% over FY25 is the growth what we are communicating now. So going forward, maybe in Q2 or Q3 results, so we should be able to tell what should be the growth of FY26. That it would be more than 10%.
Okay. Or 10%. The last question from my side is on the irrigation project of Andhra. So now again, it is a slow moving project. So you were saying last time that we might hand it over, or so what is the status now? How will we execute, or what is the next step we are targeting to do?
Sir, it's a, actually when it project was awarded, it's a 1,000 crores project. We started with the right earnest, and we are so far we built around 196 crores invoices we raised. So we put a pause because then we have not received the payments from the state government. After 4th of June, some clarity will emerge. But nonetheless, this project being an important project as a part of Rayalaseema drought relief, whichever government comes, they just cannot neglect this project because there's a lot of social issues are involved. Entire Rayalaseema is a arid and dry region. So until unless said also there are two reservoirs and the irrigation, there is a big eye cut of irrigation is there. So we expect whatever government comes, they will continue with this project and also we'll release our amounts.
And sir, toll numbers, can you give me the toll numbers, the toll collection numbers for the projects?
Yes, yes.
Q4 and FY24.
MP Highway total FY24 30 crore 40 lakhs. Kanpur Highway 95.6. And Narela 51.5.
Okay.
Bareilly 62.4. And RBJ NUT
128.6. For
Q4 MP Highway 6.38. Kanpur Highway 24.6.
Okay.
Narela 12.5.
Okay.
Bareilly 15.8.
Okay.
RBJ 32.16.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a clarification. Sir, when we say for MSRDC, the negotiation can happen next week. Any broader idea normally how the government tries to negotiate? So broadly, is it from the base cost, they only try to negotiate 10-15% higher, that's how it works, or any rough ballpark idea from the your experience, past experience?
We can't say anything now, but it is the procedure in Maharashtra government, they will negotiate first and then award.
But at the current price at what we have declared L1, if that is the case, then it is fair to assume that we can have a much, much higher 17-18% kind of a EBITDA margin, or this L1 price itself is 12.5%. So just trying to understand if we further reduce the government negotiation, if it comes down 5-10%.
Yeah, see, whatever rate we are quoted, you have quoted competitively because there's a substantial competition was there, so we quoted competitively with the EBITDA margins what we assume. But we can't disclose being a proprietary thing. Now we can't say that what major term margin we quoted and what would be this thing. But whatever negotiation we there, we thought we assume that it would be very reasonable and justifiable. Accordingly, then we will see how the things will unfold. It will be too premature to say anything now.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. Sir, I just wanted to reconfirm the numbers that you have given for the asset monetization. So for the first phase, the EV is 5,500 crore. Is that correct?
Yes.
5,015. And the debt that you have includes is 3,564 and equity was 991.
Debt was 3,559, yes.
Okay, 3,559, equity is 991.
999 is equity.
Okay. And for phase 2, the EV is 3,990, debt is 2,920 and equity is 740.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks. That's it for my side.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Shubham Shelar from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, the standalone number 10% increase that you mentioned, so this factors the Vivad Se Vishwas couple of amounts that we will be booking in quarter one, FY27?
No. Whatever 10% guidance we are given, this is net of whatever the arbitration awards will be receiving under Vivad Se Vishwas for FY25.
When you say net of, it means it includes that? Or it?
It doesn't include.
It includes, okay. And second is on MSRDC order, I think you did briefly mention to one of the previous participants that there could be some sort of negotiation that could happen. So then 12.5% EBITDA margin that you mentioned, that is on the quoted amount which you have in the BSE notification you have mentioned, on that 12.5%, it's on negotiation you have already factoring in. Something will be there and then 12.5% margin will make.
See, this 12.5% what we had mentioned for FY25 and FY26 going forward, this is the overall company's income. Whatever the percentage of work we'll be executing during FY25, MSRDC will be insignificant. This is the thing, we can't say that this particular project, how this particular project will have an impact on the overall this thing. What Iveta will mention, guidance, this is there for the whole portfolio what we are having. So,
right. I'm not saying for FY25, but I think in one of the query you did mention that MSRDC order margins will be like 12.5 sort of number, which I could hear it. So just thought to clarify that it is on the quoted amount of what is there in the stock exchanges, or it is already factoring in negotiation?
No, we are not informed the stock exchange what will be the EBITDA margin on whatever order we secure. So that would be thing to say, as I said, it's a proprietary nature. And also it's a something like a very forward-looking kind of a thing which we don't want to comment as of now, until unless the negotiation process is concluded.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Gautam Gujar from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just needed some clarification on the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. So you mentioned that we've received 255 crores in Q4. In April, we've received 117 crores and we are yet to receive 398 crores in the next 10 to 15 days. Sir, my question is, how much of this will reflect in the Q1 book, standalone books of ours?
Q1 standalone books, if you receive 398 crores, it will be something...
378 crore will reflect.
Yeah, 378 will reflect in...
top line.
On a top line of standalone basis. 378.
Okay. And this 378 will include the 117 which we also received in April, or...
Yes, it includes.
Okay, so total in all we'll have 378 crores included in the top line.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was our last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi for his closing comments.
We thank the management of PNC Infratech Limited for giving us an opportunity to host the call and taking time out for interaction with the stakeholders. Sir, any closing comment you would like to give?
In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors, or free feel to get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.